Critics contend it all distracted him and was a root cause of Chrysler's current problems. Distracting or not, it's clear that being a folk hero is a demanding sideline. Worse than his moonlight career as a national hero, his lack of discipline to stay within the arenas in which Chrysler could be the best in the world led to a binge of highly undisciplined diversifications. In 1985, he was lured into the sexy aerospace business. Whereas most CEOs would be content with a single Gulfstream jet, Iacocca decided to buy the whole Gulfstream company. Also in the mid-1980s, he embarked on a costly and ultimately unsuccessful joint venture with Italian sports car maker Maserati. Iacocca had a soft spot for Italians, said one retired Chrysler executive. Iacocca, who owns a modest estate in Tuscany, was so intent on an Italian alliance that commercial realities were ignored, suggest industry insiders, wrote Business Week. Some estimates put the loss of the failed Maserati venture at $200 million, which, according to Forbes, was an enormous sum to lose on a high-price, low-volume roadster. After all, no more than a few thousand will ever be built. During the first half of his tenure, Iacocca produced remarkable results, taking the company from near bankruptcy to nearly three times the general market. During the second half of Iacocca's tenure, the company slid 31% behind the market and faced another potential bankruptcy. Like so many patients with a heart condition, wrote a Chrysler executive, we'd survived surgery several years before, only to revert to our unhealthy lifestyle. The above cases illustrate a pattern we found in every unsustained comparison: a spectacular rise under a tyrannical disciplinarian, followed by an equally spectacular decline when the disciplinarian stepped away, leaving behind no enduring culture of discipline, or when the disciplinarian himself became undisciplined and strayed wantonly outside the three circles. Yes, discipline is essential for great results, but disciplined action without disciplined understanding of the three circles cannot produce sustained great results.